The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Happy Saturday, the sun. It's starting to peek out with one of those beautiful Colorado sunrises, which means it is time for the Jimmy Sangenberger Show here on News Talk 710 KNUS. So great to be with you. As always, there is much to discuss. And you know what? The way that today's show shaped up, we got ample time for listener calls at 303-696-1971. Text into the show on the 710 KNUS app on your smartphone. If you don't have the app, what the heck are you doing? It is free and it is great. Make sure to download that. Plus, tweeting at me can happen throughout the show and 24/7, 365 at Sang Center. That's Sang with an E, not an A, Center on it. Twitter. And of course, you can email me also 24/7 at 710knus.com. Go to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show page or log on to my website, jimmysangenberger.com. Remember, there's no A, I, or U in Sangenberger. It's all E's all the time. Once you know that, Sangenberger is easy. And yes, indeed, it is easy. We're getting ready to finally launch a brand new website over at jimmysangenberger.com. I'm very excited about that. So wait for it in the next couple of weeks, and then you'll be able to visit, and it'll be swanky, looking cool, all those good things. We got Leroy filling in for Blake this morning. He's doing double duty, producing for both me, and then Randy Corcoran, of course, will be up at 9 a.m. So thank you, Leroy, for coming in, doing double duty. Looking forward to working with you today, and we've got much to discuss. We were going to have Attorney General Phil Weiser on. I recorded an interview with the Attorney General the other day, and it was at my home studio, and something was up with the recording. And it was something I don't recall encountering before in the 2.5 years I've been using that equipment. And then I figured out what went wrong, all those things. Hopefully we'll be able to redo and reschedule. The audio was just not worthy of broadcast quality. Maybe there'll be other ways, such as columns, that I can use some of what he said and what have you. But unfortunately, we will not be airing that interview as anticipated today. But we will have, again, ample time to take calls because I have much I want to speak about and I want to hear from you. Again, 303-696-1971 in the next couple of hours. And then at 8:05, we'll stir the pot a little bit. We'll be joined by syndicated columnist Ruben Navarrete, who I always enjoy bringing on the program, getting his thoughts and perspectives on the issues of the day, because he can be all over the map, and this time he might ruffle some feathers over the Trump raid that we will talk about, and I am not happy about that. I think that, look, I smell a rat here. I know you do, too. We will get into that. There's ample time coming up. I do want to have a little bit of business for breakfast. We got some education stuff to talk about as well. And we will dive into the raid, the fallout, where things are at right now, and more here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. But first, let's definitely talk about what's happening economically right now, because, look, the fact of the matter is the kitchen table issues are what the American people who are living their lives, not paying too much attention to politics, what they're especially caring about. And that's where Republicans have the greatest chance of success, of meaningful impact, and of victory this November in Colorado and across the country. And in Colorado, we had all of our candidates, all of our folks out at their big Commitment to Colorado event on Tuesday. And that shows how we have a unified front from Republican candidates in Colorado on addressing the economy and Bidenflation and crime, education. Those are the things that the American people are most attuned to, and with good reason. Here is a little tidbit from CNN about how Americans are continuing to struggle on gasoline and more.
If you were at home watching this, however, thinking, what peak? This is why, because annualized, you're still seeing very high prices for gasoline, 44% higher than it was a year ago. Food prices almost 11% higher, and shelter 5.7% higher, Dana.
They can't get away from it on CNN, MSNBC. Oh, yes, over on MSNBC.
If you're not of economic means, it's hard to get out of the hole. And in fact, you're probably getting poorer because of inflation. And so families are having to make very difficult choices as to what to spend their money on because everything is more expensive.
They cannot avoid it because everything is more expensive. Now, Biden this week claimed, oh, there's no inflation. We had 0% inflation for the month of July, which is not true. Yes, the increase year over year was less than before, but still, what, I think 8.5%? That's zero. Or you look at the producer price index, where that was at. That's what businesses face. And that is 9.8%. So he's trying to hide from it, but that's not something that he can do. They're trying to hide from it by passing the Inflation Reduction Act, which I think should be more aptly named the Bidenflation Dismissal Act. As in, let's not even pay attention to the skyrocketing cost of everything because it's not so convenient for Democrats. Why isn't it so convenient for Democrats? Again, correspondent Cal Perry at MSNBC.
If you're not of economic means, it's hard to get out of the hole. And in fact, you're probably getting poorer because of inflation. And so families are having to make very difficult choices as to what to spend their money on because everything is more expensive.
And yet they pass this bill. Hundreds of billions of dollars in corporate giveaways on climate change in particular and other things that are Democrat priorities. And that, you know, you go to the Penn Wharton School, you go to the Congressional Budget Office, you go elsewhere, and they say it's not going to impact Bidenflation. It will come down over time, sure. But no thanks to this bill. And yet that's not the point. They just want to change the language to use, or rather to manipulate the language, saying, oh, well, this is the Inflation Reduction Act, to try to pull the wool over the eyes of the American people. And what they're hoping is that you will see a trend that is downward in inflation in the next few months, and that they will be able to say, well, we passed the Inflation Reduction Act, and that's why it's gone down. Now, I think it is a bet that isn't going to pan out, but it is the bet that the Democrats seem to be making, and they definitely are doing their victory laps, to be sure. Here is none other than Nancy Pelosi.
And today is really a glorious day for us. We send to the president's desk a monumental bill that will be truly for the people, the Inflation Reduction Act. I commend Leader Schumer, did a masterful job in the Senate for his work to send the legislation to the president, to us, then to the president. Sadly, for all the good that it does, without one Republican vote.
without one Republican vote for all the good that it does. Nonsense. Thank goodness the Republican. Now, it was an easy no vote, but you did have every Republican vote no in the House and every Republican vote no in the Senate, where Kamala Harris had to break the tie. Thankfully, she didn't need to speak because we know her word salads get in the way of anything comprehensible being uttered. And that wouldn't have been great for the Senate. But then again, there's a lot of incomprehensible things that are uttered on the floor of the United States Senate. But nevertheless, point is, not a single Republican in the House or Senate voted for it. That is good to see that there was a unified front there. Although, again, I do think it was a relatively easy vote, or it should have been a relatively easy. It should have been an easy, simple vote for Republicans, because it's the right thing to do. And it gives Republicans that proper argument to say, Democrats, put this forward and it ain't going to help you in your bottom line. Now, how will we know it's going to work? How will we be able to see its implementation or understand how its implementation will be? Well, you just got to pass it.
Well, let's get this bill passed, and then we'll see how the mechanics and all of that's going to work.
That is Karine Jean-Pierre, White House press secretary. Again,
Let's get this bill passed, and then we'll see how the mechanics and all of that's going to work.
Let's get this bill passed, then we'll see how the mechanics and all of that will work. Kind of sounds like Pelosi saying we got to pass the bill to find out what's in it. Now, it's a little different. She's talking about how it's actually going to work or different components of it. But come on. Really? We need to get this through and then we'll figure out how it's going to work. I mean, maybe that's because they don't want to tell you that it won't work, that it won't help you, that it won't improve your economic situation. Instead, what the Democrats are trying to do, rather than helping folks economically by lowering taxes, they're raising taxes. And 87,000 IRS agents, a new army to sic on the American people that, by the way, you look at all the research, all the data available about how the IRS prosecutes, goes after people, who they go after. It ain't the rich, not the billionaires who have the means to hire the best tax accountants to do it legally and take advantage of what some call loopholes. Whether they are or not, it depends on the loophole. But they always look for those tricks. But the little guy? Middle class folks? Even the lower class people? They're the ones who will face the brunt of the IRS. So 87,000, that's a hell of a lot of IRS agents. Here's Representative Ralph Norman with a comparison.
Well, get this, Maria. The Clemson football stadium holds right at 83,000 fans. It won't even hold the IRS agents that they're getting ready to hire. It's a total, they're doing this for effect, and the American people don't deserve this.
They're hiring more IRS agents than can fit in Clemson University's football stadium. So I guess they can't have their big induction ceremony at Clemson. Maybe they'll find some venues, but the fact that you can't do it at a major football stadium, in this case in South Carolina, that ought to be a signal that maybe you're hiring one too many IRS agents. But here is why the Democrats are good with it. Because it's one of their revenue raisers so that Joe Manchin could get on board and say, okay, this looks like it's not really going to add to the deficit. Nonsense. These things always add to the deficits, to the national debt. But the purpose of the IRS agents is to crack down on tax cheats so we can raise however many, what is it, $80 billion or something, supposedly is anticipated from expanding the IRS forces. Well, the reason why they're doing that is because they know that their wealthy donors will not be hit. They know who the real demographics are that will be targeted by the IRS. Make no mistake about it. They know exactly what I said a moment ago. That it is the poor and especially the middle class who will be ramrodded by the IRS, not the wealthy. But they can say, oh, we're going after the wealthy. How come you need 87,000 IRS agents when you have fewer billionaires than that? Significantly fewer billionaires than IRS agents in this country. I mean, I guess you need three agents, four agents, whatever the number is as it breaks down. I forget the number of billionaires we have. 10, whatever it is, per billionaire? Or is it the millionaires you're going after, supposedly? Yeah, that's not what the IRS typically does. Just keep that in mind. Meanwhile, the American people are suffering. Again, CNN.
If you were at home watching this, however, thinking, what peak? This is why, because annualized, you're still seeing very high prices for gasoline, 44% higher than it was a year ago. Food prices almost 11% higher, and shelter 5.7% higher, Dana.
Shelter means housing, by the way, which keeps rising, rising, rising. I mean, where are the priorities of the Democrats? Well, they're not on addressing the concerns of the American people. Plain and simple. And that is the message Republicans need to drill, bring home all the time. Because it's true. And it's fundamental to American politics today. And yet the Democrats are all enthusiastic. Of course they are, because they get their rhetorical talking point. They get their rhetorical talking point. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger. You're listening to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. When we come back, you got Democratic Representative Debbie Dingell yelling about the Bidenflation Dismissal Act. And its big spending spree on environmental justice and climate action. Don't you just love that? Whatever the hell that means. Environmental justice and climate action. We'll pick up the conversation on the other side. What are your thoughts? 303-696-1971 is our telephone number. Keep it right here. Just getting started. News Talk 710 KNUS, Denver's talk leader. The great Charlie Musselwhite kicking the best bumper music known to man off this morning. And man, oh man, can this guy play harmonica? I saw him at the Blues from the Top Festival in Winter Park. And I hadn't seen him before. He's one of those great Chicago blues legends. And it was awesome because it's not all the time that a harmonica player gets to see other harmonica players play. And especially somebody of that caliber and legendary status as Charlie Musselwhite. Welcome back to the Jimmy Sengenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS. Great to be with you. That is a song we just added, by the way. Blues Overtook Me, to the repertoire of the Jimmy Jr. Blues Band, which will be scheduling a slew of new gigs very soon. So be sure to keep watch for that, those updates. And by the way, we are here on News Talk 710 KNUS, which is proud to present our second annual cigar night with host Dennis Prager. It's going to be great. An evening of great conversation with like-minded people on Thursday night, September 1st, at the View House in Centennial. Your ticket will include hors d'oeuvres, a carving station, first beverage, one of Dennis's books, and premium cigars. Seating is limited, though, so get your tickets and complete details right now at 710knus.com. Again, 710knus.com for tickets and details to our second annual cigar night with Dennis Prager on Thursday night, September 1st, put on by 710knus, Denver's local talk leader. So again, Representative Ralph Norman made a very apt comparison talking about 87,000 new IRS agents.
Well, get this, Maria. The Clemson football stadium holds right at 83,000 fans. It won't even hold the IRS agents that they're getting ready to hire. It's a total, they're doing this for effect, and the American people don't deserve this.
You can't even fit the number of IRS agents. If you wanted to do a big induction ceremony for the 87,000 they're going to hire, Clemson University ain't the place. And my guess is most universities aren't going to be the place for that big induction ceremony. As they get ready to, Leroy looked it up. There are 614 billionaires in the country. I thought there were more. But there are 614 billionaires in the country. That averages out to 141.69 agents per billionaire. For the new agents alone, let alone those who already are in place. And yet they have the audacity to bill this bill as the Inflation Reduction Act. I think Bidenflation Dismissal Act is much more apt. I'm open to other suggestions. 303-696-1971. That word dismissal, maybe that isn't the right one, but they're trying to dismiss or discount Bidenflation, the skyrocketing cost of everything that Americans are enduring. And then they hire the 87,000 agents and they act like, oh, you shouldn't worry about the IRS. Writing over at the National Review, Charles C.W. Cook has an excellent piece. Americans are correct to be instinctively terrified of the IRS. Citing someone named Adam Markowitz on Twitter, who said, quote, all of my GOP friends who are worried about 87,000 IRS enforcement agents coming after the little guy, how about just don't cheat on tax returns? A fully truthful and accurate tax return is bulletproof in an audit. I never understood the fear of an IRS audit. Don't lie. Period. As Cook writes, Markowitz says that he's never understood the fear of the IRS. Given that he is an IRS-enrolled agent, that is, that he makes his living representing taxpayers in front of the IRS, this should perhaps not be too surprising. Oddly enough, my butcher doesn't understand vegetarians. Nevertheless, I might be able to help Markowitz out a little, or at least to shed some light on why this particular tweet yielded such a cacophony of mockery and indignation, and on why the Democratic Party's desire to be associated with IRS audits is a terrible political move. He goes on to write that Markowitz suggests that those who are worried about being audited by the IRS should just make sure that they are truthful on their return. Don't lie, he suggests. How about just don't cheat on tax returns? But of course, this misses the point. I do not cheat on my tax return, and I never have. I don't lie either. But I'm still terrified of the IRS. Why? Because the process of being audited, especially in person, which this funding will increase, is an absolute nightmare. It's costly, it's stressful, it's invasive, it's time-consuming, it's easily manipulated by rogue political actors. And it is all of those things, even if the saga concludes with a nice letter saying that everything is in order after all. Those wealthy billionaires, the 614 billionaires, are more than capable of hiring the best tax accountants you will find anywhere in the world, who will make sure everything is buttoned up. And if they're audited, there's probably a specific reason for it, which may be some sort of political motivation, who knows. But generally speaking, there's going to be some issue in that case. But the tax accountants and their lawyers will be able to handle it. And you know what? If they get fined, it'll be chump change. But the little guy, the middle class, parents who are struggling to put food on their table and pay for gas to get to and from work amidst Bidenflation, they might make an error on their tax return that could get them audited. Or there could be something that isn't an error, but the IRS takes note of it and then they put them through the whole rigmarole. And that's supposed to be, you're supposed to be comforted by, oh, well, in the end, you might get a nice letter saying we're not going to hold you accountable for this, or there's nothing wrong, or what have you. That mentality of, well, we just shouldn't worry about it. Nonsense. Absolutely you should. And why in the world are we hiring 87,000 IRS agents instead of Border Patrol agents? We have a porous southern border, and the best way to provide for border security is manpower. It's one thing to have a wall. It's one thing to have technology. But you have to have the human beings on site to address it. And that's where the money should be going to if you're going to hire more people for the federal government. 303-696-1971, our telephone number. Don in Colorado Springs has been patiently waiting. Good morning, Don. You're on the Jimmy Sengenberger Show. Oh, Don, are you there?
Hey, am I there?
Yeah, Don.
Can you hear me?
You are on. We can hear you now.
All right. I was just, before I just turned on your show, I was listening to Bo Snerdly, and I mean that very Bo Snerdly who was in Rush Limbaugh's shadow.
Yes, sir.
And basically, I mean, he was talking about the bill that just passed. And I mean, you know, you talk about the IRS agents, which everybody's focused on, but Snerdly also focused on some key other points, and that is the tax credits, the slush funds, and all of that to not just help the planet and, you know, those who make solar panels and, you know, and we get another cylinder in the process that fails, but also how this ultimately becomes basically a payoff to Democrat activist groups. And there's also they want to invest some money in the ghettos and all that to sense the pollution and all of that, and then tax those places like crazy. This is nothing more but a plan. You know, it sounds like to me they want to usher us into that era where we own nothing and we're happy. This is the Democrats' end term goal, and we get ruled by these.
Yes.
Well,
and that's why they need to have the 87,000 IRS agents, because they have to have those, what some are calling shock troops, looking over your shoulder, making sure that you are paying your taxes, you're doing all these things that the government wants, because then that institutes more, injects more fear into your daily economic life. And meanwhile, they're giving all these giveaways to the corporate donors, to those industries that give them money and contributions and so much more. And it's just, it really is disgusting how much they are just blowing on so-called climate change stuff. Environmental justice? I mean, what is environmental justice? What do they mean by that? Oh, well, they tend to say, I think, oh, that means that there are certain communities that are more adversely impacted by climate change, and we have to make sure that we're addressing these things for them. I think that's what they say. And that's just a nonsensical excuse for blowing hundreds of billions of dollars on pet projects and on hiring IRS agents and more. Thank you for the call, Don. I appreciate it. 303-696-1971. Real quick, let's squeeze in Bill in Castle Rock. Bill, good morning.
Hey, there is, as we head down the home stretch to the midterm elections, of course, we have a huge void in Republican leadership in this country. This is an opportunity, and I'm honing in on the 87,000 IRS agents. Why isn't the Republican Party touting the fact that if they take the House and the Senate, they'll repeal this 87,000 IRS agent deal? Not a word from the Republican Party as they sit on their thumbs in typical fashion.
You know, I think that's a great point, that we will make sure that we diminish the number of IRS employees. We will get them off of your back. I agree. That is something that Republicans should campaign on. Now, in that regard, what do you think that message will send? If Republicans adopted that and were forward thinking in that regard, what would that say to the average everyday American, Bill?
Well, In the background, as I understand it, and I don't have the facts, but as I understand it, that the highest percentage of IRS audits are on those under a certain income. And I've heard $70,000. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's even in the ballpark. In other words, like going back to your mentioning the billionaires, the burden of this, as you've already alluded to, is going to be on the backs of the middle class.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I'm going to pull up some of that data during the break. And it is true that the IRS goes after the low hanging fruit far more than they do the wealthy, rich, fat cats that they like to complain about and say they want the IRS to be going after.
Yeah, and we need Republican leadership in the House and in the Senate to be voicing to counter the constant stuff that the Democrats are always spewing. I don't know where is it at?
Yeah. We will.
Okay.
I will say that they're speaking loud and clear against this being included and happening. But they aren't being proactive, as you're saying, in putting forward any alternative vision on the IRS. So that's a very valid point, Bill. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 303-696-1971. You're listening to the Jimmy Sengenberger Show. Overdue for a break. We'll be back with more, so much more, on the other side. News Talk 710 KNUS, Denver's local talk leader. Welcome back with the best damn bumper music known to man. Just about 9 years running, it's the Jimmy Sengenberger Show. News Talk 710 KNUS. Oh, gotta love Keb Mo as we continue on the program. By the way, News Talk 710 is proud to present the Denver premiere of Larry Elder's newest movie, Uncle Tom 2, the follow-up to his insightful hit film, Uncle Tom. This is a free screening event for 710 KNUS listeners, so join us on Monday, August 22nd at 6 p.m. at the Regal South Glen 14 Theaters in Centennial. There will be a VIP meet and greet followed by a screening of the film and a Q&A session immediately after the show. It's a free event, but seating is limited. You must register for tickets while they last at 710KNUS.com. Well, take a listen to this Democrat who was pretty darn happy about this Biden Inflation Dismissal Act. They call it the Inflation Reduction Act, getting passed into law.
It's a transformational piece of legislation. It's a tremendous step in the fight. It represents the single largest investment in clean energy, environmental justice, and climate action in the history of this country. It is. I'm really proud of the work I did on it. The auto industry has demonstrated it's ready for America to be the global EV leader. And we're not going to secede our leadership to any other country. We will lead in innovation and technology.
Debbie Dingell. I think she's from Michigan, if I recall correctly. And you just listen to that. I just want you to, sometimes you have to hear the way that they're presenting this. And she was with the Democrat Progressive Caucus. So you can hear how the progressives, who are really, truly regressive statists, but you can hear how those progressives in Congress are trying to frame this as though they are some heroes. And yet, of course, we know that they are no such thing. Instead, they are aloof, disconnected from the challenges of the American people, the struggles, trials, tribulations, financial difficulties of the American people. And that's the message that needs to be brought home time and time again by the Republicans, especially when you have this kind of attitude from the White House.
Well, let's get this bill passed, and then we'll see how the mechanics and all of that's going to work.
Karine Jean-Pierre, let's get that bill passed. Then we can see how the mechanics are going to work. Okay, thanks. Reminding me of Nancy Pelosi. We got to pass it to find out what's in it. We knew what was in it this time. And it wasn't good. And yet, how is it actually going to play out? Will it help people? Well, we just got to wait and see. Let's pass it first. Then we'll see how it's going to work out. Nonsense. We're going to take a break. On the other side, the Douglas County School Board, at least for now, the conservative majority isn't facing a recall. We'll talk about that next. And then we'll get to the Trump raid.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.